Woosah, woosah, my brother, woosah. Woosah, woosah. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
I bet it wasn't like this, especially talking about Married at First Sight. We are those guys, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the... about to say Married at First Sight, guys. Let me start over. Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight recap episode. So close to being done with this crap.
He is, look, you've got an excuse, Terrell. He's a little flabbergasted right now. He's a little in his feelings right now. Matter of fact, I'm breaking out the good Basil Hayden's today, and I'm gonna pop this for you because I know how you are feeling, my brother. So I'm gonna go ahead and sip it for you, okay? And so let me fill you in on this, okay? So here's the deal. First of all, Terrell isn't a big fan of reality TV. He did watch it initially at first and then, you know, got past it after Flavor Love, Rock of Love, one of those things. Then he made a deal with the devil. Don't know why he did it, but he did. Said he'd never watched The Bachelor until they had a black bachelor. Lo and behold, ABC says, hey, meet Matt James. So he stuck watching it. Me being the great friend that I am, I go ahead, I watch it with him. That shit show of a show. Well, in return, he's got to be a great friend in return, and he watches one of my favorite shows, Married at First Sight, season 13. We're going through the recap about halfway through the season. He just, for some strange reason, says, and understand, this was unprovoked. We did not talk about it before the show, and he came out of his mouth and said, if Gil and Merla make it past decision day, we'll review season 14. Well, lo and behold, as we found out last week, Gil and Merla have made it, and now he is upset, and we'll get to that in a minute, but before we do, let's start in order of appearance on the show today and go with Jose and Rachel. How are you feeling about them today?
So, those that watch us regularly, I called it. I was saying that they're going to say yes, but it's not going to work out for all the reasons that we all know it's not going to work out. So it just blows my mind that Jose is this nutcase psycho.
Yes.
And Rachel is like, wait a minute, he is crazy.
Yeah.
And like, she can't let go of the fact that he locked her out the house. And I don't think any of us could. We're like, no. What more do you need? He locked you out and all the F-bombs he called you and everything else. I'm not surprised. And so I'm just like, why do y'all waste everybody's time by saying yes? Stop the facade. Jose still, to me, looks like he's crazy. So
yes. Yeah. And I'll say this. Here's a bad thing about it. Kevin had to drag it out of him that he did it purposely. Something that we knew and we said then. That's like, you were really stuck on the fact of the way he spoke to her, which is bad. I was stuck on the fact that he locked her out of the house. Like, how? I don't care how mad you are. How do you lock your wife out of the house, right? And then... then
like I that. Think
we were apparently
no three locks click clack, click click
because I've got to secure my premises.
It's like he has OCD or something. It was crazy.
But the bad thing about it is that he tried to deny the fact that he did it purposely. He's continued that all the way to the reunion show. Ridiculous, unbelievable, and the simple fact is that he was so unremorseful the next day. Very cocky, very arrogant. I'm just like, yo, it still irks me to this day that he was that damn cocky the next day. Well,
yeah, he just said, I didn't do anything wrong. And you can tell even now, he's still at this point of when they aired this reunion, he still didn't see that really he did something wrong.
Exactly.
Like, it's not as a big deal. You know, and it's like, oh, you know, I told you was wrong and yada, yada, yada. But it's like, no, dude, you were like way wrong, like hugely wrong. And that's not easy just to be like, look, I bought you the steak dinner and got some flowers. We good?
You know,
it's going to take more than that.
You were right about them on that. And I was also right in the fact that he wouldn't be able to handle a hot girl summer. And apparently that's what it was. So good for Rachel for leaving him. Unfortunately, it looks like she's going back. And maybe in this dating phase.
I don't think she will.
You don't think so?
I don't think she will. Oh. No. She has a lot of her friends and family in her head.
Yeah. And Merla.
and you got Merla. Yeah. Her and Merla are BFFs. All you need.
Yeah. Well, you know who is not going to be BFFs, even though they seem like they would actually be decent friends, Ryan and Brett.
They're not going to be friends because, like, I thought that whole deal was interesting because I have some unnice things I would say about Ryan's sister, and I don't think that's the right thing, so I won't say them. But I think she's a little messy.
She is, but Ryan, to his credit, did not throw her under the bus or even get mad at her for throwing him under the bus. He has her back.
No, but she's messy. But that's because Ryan's crazy. That's what a serial killer does. It's gonna be, you ever see Dexter lose his shit? No, Dexter's just like, okay, stay calm. I'm going to figure this out. So I don't see Ryan.
He's
going to
put super glue in her shampoo. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so you see Ryan flipping out. But I think for Brett and Ryan, they should have just come to terms that this is not going to work out and let's just move on. Mm-hmm. Because for Brett to call out Ryan, because he was on a dating app, even though that she had met somebody mm-hmm. and maybe they had some type of entanglement. Who knows what happened in there? But there was no way that y'all were going to end up together.
Right.
So why not just embrace it and just move on? Mm-hmm. You know, so I think they're both kind of messy. I think they're both, let me back up. I think Brett is ready for a relationship. Ryan needs counseling. Ryan needs some more therapy before he gets into a relationship.
And just like we've done all season long, we'll spend the least time on this unnecessary couple. Moving on to Gil and Merla, where this is the source of your disheartenment today. I see that tear coming down your eye, your cheek, and heading down ever so slowly. They can't see it on camera right now, but I see it.
So let me get comfortable, because I'm about to go in on this shit. This is bullshit, because they knew they weren't going to make it, and they still did it. I don't think to spite me, because they don't know me, but they still did it for the show. Gil, I feel no sympathy for you. You put up with this chick and she dumped you because she's the type of person that she has to be the one to be in control. If Gil would have said, I want a divorce, Merla would have been hit him up in his DMs, writing notes, I really want to be with you and all that. Gil allowed himself to get played like this. Merla has been heartless from the beginning. I've been saying it from the beginning that they are not the right two to be together. Everyone bought into this bullshit. When I say everyone, followers of this show, y'all bought into this bullshit that they were going to work out when it's right there, plain as day, they're not going to make it. But y'all rooted for this crap, and I blame you guys for breaking Gil's heart, because Gil deserves better. And if y'all would have been on my side and prayed hard that they would have divorced, Gil wouldn't be in his feelings right now. Gil jumps into fires to save people, yet he's on national TV crying because this woman hurt him.
He's not crying until next episode. Fault. He's not crying until next week.
No, that's y'all's fault. It's you guys that wanted this to happen. It's your fault that Gil is hurt like this. This man saves lives. And because he's all in his feels, you're putting other people at risk because he can't focus on the fire. He's worried about old girl with those hooker boots that she had on.
She had on the Mad Max boots.
Yeah.
Do not blame the people who actually wanted to see you and I recap season 14 as well. Do not blame
it's
them
their fault.
For what they want. Blame the experts. The experts knew that Merla was the devil, and they should have been able to see through the lies. She's like, yes, I want sex a lot. And then she gets married and goes, I don't want you to touch me. but Merla's never mad. She knew what it was. She knew she wasn't attracted. And you can feel the pain with Gil and the fact that she let him fall in love. I mean, she literally let him and led him on. She knew she wasn't in for the long haul. And again, I was right. I told you that the sex wasn't going to be that good with Merla. And when he was like, when Kevin asked, you know, was it all that it was cracked up to be? I was like, Kevin, you really going to ask that? And then Gil wasn't like, well, goddamn, yes, it was. And he was just like,
yeah, it was all right. Like, what was he going to say? Well, I mean, I came, if that's what you want to know. We've all had that where it's like, how was the sex? Well, I came. I mean, it wasn't great, but I finished.
That was good.
Yeah.
Plot twist, though. Gil makes more than Merla.
Yeah, you saw her eyes when he brought that up. It's like, every 2 weeks, I make $100 more than you. And I'm just like, which I will always question it, because the fact that she's in education, let's be honest, you know, people in education, you don't make bank. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering how much money she made.
Right.
But is he talking with, who knows their financials, right? Mm-hmm. That's not the issue. The issue is Merla's attitude.
Yes.
And the fact that Gil was willing to put up with that. Like, I lost respect for him as a man. So I'm like, dude, what is your deal? And then the fact that Gil breaks out these red bottoms, I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Look,
I'm done.
Gil said he was ready for marriage. He's ready. He's in love with Merla. If she wanted him back, which that's when he lost me. When a woman does that to you and breaks your heart, you don't
on national
go
TV.
Back. Yeah, I'll say this. It doesn't even have to be on national TV because I've never had my heart broken on national TV. But if you do it, it'll never happen. There's no going back because once you do that. In that sense, especially the way she did it, so cold-blooded, there is no going back. And he shouldn't be sitting there like a lost puppy. But then again, Gil also knows. Gil has been in his own DMs. Kevin didn't have to tell him that. Gil knows what's lurking in the DMs. And it's not relationships. He's about to have a ball.
No, totally. And rightfully so. He deserved it. Great. He earned it. But yes, you should not be on national TV saying to a woman that dumped you on national TV that, yeah, my heart says yes, but my brain also says yes, but you know, a little reserved. It's like, dude, fucking nut up. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one thing to be broken up with. We've all done it. We've all dumped somebody. We've all been dumped. Mm-hmm. And so we understand. I've never dumped somebody on national TV.
Right.
And embarrassed them. And to me, Merla, from the beginning, she was not interested in this dude from the beginning, which is why she took so long. Now, be honest. You could be around a person. Let's say you're in a situation. I know you don't do hypotheticals, but you're in a situation where you do this show and you're with this person for how many weeks before?
Before decision day? I think it's eight weeks.
8 weeks. Okay. 8 weeks. And you know you're not attracted to her. But there's going to be that night where you might have a little too much crown. And you're just like, you know, she ain't that bad.
I've had worse.
Yeah, just, she's got cute forearms. I like her forearms. I mean, maybe that's something.
She could walk one, put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, I mean, so y'all might sleep together at least once. And so we know that Gil and Merla consummated the marriage, but we don't know how often. So maybe... Right. She was just like, look, I've been around this dude. My t's getting hot. I still got 5 more weeks left. Let me just go ahead and break him off a little something, see what he's working with. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's going to put me over the edge. And maybe it didn't. Doesn't matter. But we don't know how often they slept together. We just know they slept together. Mm-hmm. But still, she knew how Gil was feeling. And to do that to that man, I just feel like it's just shady. But Gil brought that on himself. And this is... Men, I know we have a small amount of men that watch the show, but men that watch the show, if you're with a woman that makes you go through all the hoops that Merla does, it's not worth it. Walk away. You know, if you're like both 18, fresh out of a Catholic high school, I get it. But you're 30s. Walk away. It is not worth it. It does not end well if you're with somebody who acts like a Merla. If you're with somebody who's proved like a Merla, walk away. And I say this because I'm trying to make sure I'm being even, because I've given ladies advice when it came to Jose. I'm like, ladies, who cusses you out like that, get out.
Yeah.
Get out of the relationship. All I'm doing is just doing the same thing for the fellas. You come across a woman like that's prude, that prude in her 30s, don't. Waste your time.
I really would have loved to see the experts match you with Merla, because you would have been even, you know, more blunt with her than Gil ever was. It was doomed from the start. They made it look good near the end of the regular season, and to find out that the very next day she's like, "Yeah, so this ain't gonna work. I'm not attracted to you. I never was, and this ain't gonna be it." She did it strictly for the cameras, just to look good, and then to come back on the back end. And she wanted to go out and party. She knew what she was doing, and I love the fact that he called her out and was like, "Look." Yeah, but I make more money than her, so it's not even about that. And I think he came dressed that way for her to show, yeah, I can do this. You know what I mean? And I think that's what that is. One of the interesting things I thought was when they put all the guys up there, I thought it was interesting. And it seemed a little weird at first, and then you really get to see a couple things. Like, I've been harsh on Zach a lot, and I'm going to be even harsher on Zach as we move forward. But I will say in this, him owning his crying is probably the best thing that he did on the show. He did not back away from it. He go, how do you feel seeing that? I'm glad I did it, you know? And I think that showed a lot in his sense.
No. That showed him manipulating people, trying to get people on his side. Because Zach's a sociopath. That's what he's doing on purpose. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm trying to show my feelings. Cut the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, I called it, right? I called it a long time ago. I'm like, there's something about that dude that just doesn't sit right. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something about him that's off.
Simona's going to disagree with you because, you know, she's been a big defender of Zach. She's defended Zach and says Zach has been abused and this and that. And, you know, she recognizes the symptoms. You and I both think Zach's just a pathological liar and he's a manipulator.
True. Well, here's the deal, Simone. If Zach's been abused and all that, hey, I get it. He needs counseling. My issue with it, with Zach, is the mind fuck that he's done to Michaela.
Yes.
Most of this whole time. So if he has issues, great, solve your problems. Mm-hmm. But you can't justify him messing up someone else. Now, Michaela has issues.
Yeah.
We all can agree to that. But Zach knew that she had issues and he was still sleeping with her. And you called it. Mm-hmm. You called that one when Zach would, you know, say that and play a game. You called it. Right.
You know, and so and let's just skip to them because, you know what, rather than coming back to it, let's get to it. Because you're absolutely right on this. Since we're talking about Zach and we're going to talk about Zach and Michaela in a little bit, let's just talk about them right now. Right. We'll get back to the fellas and the bromance and all this stuff. But Michaela, we're not saying that she's not at fault in any of this because you and I both agree on this. Michaela is batshit crazy. You and I both said that. And she needs counseling. She needs counseling upon counseling upon counseling, okay? She needs to be checked, double-checked, and rechecked again, all right? But at the same time, you know, and I know, you don't play with crazy. And that's what Zach was doing because he knew he would get the sympathy. He's a manipulator, like you said.
No, he totally is. He was totally going for the sympathy route. And I think it was great to see Michaela on the stage without Zach and Zach backstage listening.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch Zach's reactions. I'm like, dude, that's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they bring Zach out and he's by himself and the guy's like trying to hold him accountable, like, no, you did this. You told the woman, I don't want to marry you. I just want to date you and see what happens.
Yeah.
What kind of shit is that? Like, I don't need Married at First Sight to know that that's something you never say to a woman.
There are people who are watching, who have been watching Married at First Sight for a while, who they haven't been having the same thing I did, which is flashbacks to season 12 with Chris. Chris was as unaccountable as Zach is. And I'm going to need Married at First Sight to stop putting these unaccountable black men on this goddamn show. That's just like putting us up as thugs and drug dealers always in movies. Stop it. You need to at least show somebody who's got some sense of accountability because this is bad. Two seasons in a row, Zach and Chris are twins. They don't look anything alike, but they're definitely twins. Emotional and manipulative twins.
You would know because I have no idea who you're talking about. And so I'm just sitting here just kind of like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I would have loved to see, and anybody else can comment below and tell me that you wouldn't have loved to see Terrell watch season 12 because to see his whole reaction to Chris would have been epic as we're seeing here with Zach.
Well, Zach's a mess. Michaela, and it's so weird. They're both wrong.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's the thing. For those of us that might be trying to defend one or the other, we got to realize they're both wrong, and that's okay. But for Michaela to be, I don't understand what's going on in her head. To sit there at decision day, and a guy tells you, you know what, and then you got to stay with him for 7 days. After he told you he doesn't want to be with you, after he's told you, hey, we're going to, if we sleep together, don't tell anybody. I mean, that took me back to, like, fucking college. Like, don't tell anybody we did this.
Yeah.
Like, why you treat Michaela like she's a moped? You know, something like fun to ride, but you don't want your friends to see that you did it.
Yeah, exactly. Just
don't treat her like that. Because she's gorgeous.
I mean, I understand that she's wearing the wig that she's wearing on the reunion. Yes, you don't want anybody to see her with that wig on. I get that. But Michaela's a beautiful woman. Yeah, she's batshit crazy. We're going to admit that. I've always said that. However, the fact is, He knew that she would be back there anytime he wanted. And he knows that he had that kind of hold on her. So he's like, I'll take this good part. And we kept saying this. He wanted the crazy. He just didn't want the crazy. And that's the thing that we, there's so many women defending him that I'm like him sitting on the couch. What can't you see?
But I'm just like, if it was all this, what can't you see? Mm-hmm. Why would you tell this woman on decision day, I don't want the last 8 weeks, but I want to stay married and see what happens?
No, he wanted. He didn't want to stay married. He wanted to get the divorce, but then wanted to
keep dating to see what happens under the cameras. If everything that she's done was so bad, why would you even say that? It's such mixed signals and so confusing.
Yeah, fellas, word of advice: don't do that. Plain and simple. Whether it's to a Michaela or not,
trust me, the cameras are rolling. It could be a Bristlin. It could be a Elizabeth. It could be a Luce. It could be someone with the last name Wynn. It doesn't matter the race. You don't do that to somebody.
You don't. And you also, the cameras are there for them. The cameras kind of protected Zach. You might not be so lucky.
Yeah. Now, to your point, the bromance part I thought was funny because I think the Jose Johnny bromance, like when you play it all back and it's like, I've known you for 20 some years. Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, I've told you, man, I love you, man. Like we go way back, but I wouldn't say some of the stuff that Johnny said. I just wouldn't, at least not on camera. I wouldn't be like, when Johnny comes in the room, he's like sunshine. He just lights up.
It makes sense now. When Johnny was saying, I would rather be matched with anybody else other than Bao, he met Jose. Because he even said it. He said, if I were a woman, I'd be into Jose. Jose, all I'm going to say is don't fall asleep in the same room with him.
If you do fall asleep with Johnny in the bed, you better make sure the doors are locked like you did Rachel when you locked her out. Exactly. You got to make sure you do that.
That's who you need to lock out. Lock Johnny out. Lock Johnny out. You know, the other thing I thought that was interesting and really stood out when they had all the guys on the stage was the guys saying that they wish they had Gil's problems instead of the ones that they had. And I'm like, y'all are nuts. Because it's a perfect example of, oh, the grass is green on the other side. So you get over there and find out that, no, it's actually not even grass.
At all. And I've been in Gil's situation. I've been in love with somebody who didn't want me. Mm-hmm. And it sucks, right? And I think a lot of us have been in a situation where somebody liked us, mm-hmm. but we didn't like them that much.
Right.
That's easy to walk away from. Mm-hmm. But the many times I can say three times in my life, there's been three people that I really wanted, I thought was a thing, and they rejected you, and it's hard, and it hurts, right? And so I get Gil's pain. I still blame him, though, because I'm like, you should have saw that shit coming. But I get his pain, man. That is such a hard thing to deal with when you're with somebody that you think is all about you, and then after like 3 months, they're like, you know, I'm not interested. I'm not attracted to you. I don't feel it. That hurts. However, there's nothing you can do.
In the moment... Did you see that? Or is it in retrospect? Because see, when you're in it, because I've been on both sides of that fence, just like you have, on both sides of that, right? And the thing is, when you're in it, as the person who cares that much more, you ignore a lot of the red flags. And I think that's kind of what happened with Gil. He ignored them and he fell. And I can't fault him for it because now he has... Now, if 6 months down the road, he's still like, yeah, if she wants to get back, I will do it. Then, all right, Gil, you're an idiot. But... In this moment, you got to give him the moment to get over it. Sometimes it takes a while to get over it. I tell you, having found somebody who loves me the way I love them and being on that even keel and that there's an imbalance, I can tell you it's a great feeling. I wish it for you. I wish it for everybody watching because that is the best feeling ever.
I can tell you, you're 100% right. 2008, I will never forget this person, and not all for the right reasons, but it's a very similar situation to Skill. And when we broke up, I remember I was so heartbroken and upset. And I think I started reading one of Joel Osteen's books. I'm trying to like just get my head up. And I just have this hardcore cry, right? Mm-hmm. And then as I'm having this cry, I'm looking at myself in the bathroom, and it was almost this like, a light went off. Like, I'm crying. All of a sudden, I kind of look in the mirror, and I'm looking at myself. And then I start connecting the dots. I'm like, wait a minute. That.
Yep.
That.
Yep.
That. That. I missed all this stuff.
Yeah.
And once I like had that moment, I was just like, oh, well, shit. You know? And I just was like, I had to let it go. And like, you know me, right? Like, it is a, this girl met my parents, you know, my family. We spent Christmas together. Mm. That's a big thing. I don't meet like anybody, just meet my family.
Right.
And after the breakup, I connected all the dots. Like, after the emotion, I realized I missed a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
That was right there in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just caught up. And so I think that's what happened to Gil.
Yeah.
Is that he was caught up in, because there's certain aspects of Myrtle's life that, to Gil's point, I think does compliment Gil.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was so caught up in all the looks and all that stuff. And this is why I think beauty is not everything.
Right.
And I think sometimes guys can get caught up in somebody who's just very gorgeous. Looks fade. And when Myrtle starts to get ugly, I hope she has a lot of money. Because if she's average, no one's going to give a shit.
For one, me personally, I just don't find her that attractive. But two, now I'd like to hear you, because it sounds like you're saying it without saying it, apologize to Gil for blaming all this on him.
No. I won't do that. I won't do that, because what I did when I went through my moment and I realized I missed all these red flags, whose fault was that? My fault.
Okay.
I wasn't paying attention. It was right in front of my face. I wasn't paying attention. Everything Myrtle did now, and keep in mind, that relationship didn't last 8 weeks. So, and I didn't marry her at first sight, and we lived together every day for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So, total different ball game, right? But for Gil, I'm like, dude, you see what you're dealing with,
mm-hmm.
and everything that you don't like about her, and you keep calling it out. Do you think all of a sudden she's going to wake up one day and change? Or do you think that finally by the time y'all consummate the marriage, either your dick is that good or there's something about her vag that's good that's going to make it compensate for all these other issues that you have? No.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Gil's fault.
Yeah.
Myrtle was being Myrtle, and Myrtle, to Myrtle's credit, Myrtle stayed Myrtle the whole
time. The entire time.
She was who she was.
And come to find
Gil
out,
when she was talking
about the money, wasn't that... It wasn't that she made more. It was just the fact that, oh, she needs somebody to make that much more than her is what she really meant.
Well, keep in mind, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if what Gil said is true.
Right.
We don't know all the breakdown of that money. So let's just, I can't get on that and say Gil makes more, because to me, there's nothing about Gil being a fireman that says he makes more than Myrtle, who can afford $2,000 pair of red bottom dress shoes.
Now, I can tell you, there are ways to get those $2,000 dress shoes for less than that. So,
well, I'm sure Myrtle knows about swap meets and whatever, because she grew up poor. But also, Myrtle, she hangs in a certain socioeconomic class that you can't bring that bootleg shit from the swap meet.
It's not. I wasn't going to bootleg. What I'm saying is. What show, what movie was that? Nutty Professor. Women be shopping. Women be shopping.
She has a way to get what she wants.
They know, women know how to find deals. They know how to get what they want and shop to find it. And know, oh, I want this, then I'm going to save the money for this. I want to go on this trip. I'll say, just like Rachel knows how to go on these trips that Jose doesn't know how to do. Again, women know their way around when it gets to shopping. So, it could be true, but you're right. We can't verify what
he
said. So let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, we don't know what $100 more every 2 weeks means.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was very specific.
It was very specific, but also, what if she gets annual bonus and he doesn't?
And that may be the difference.
Exactly. What if every January she gets a $20,000 bonus check?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. And that's probably why he made a point to say, every 2 weeks, I make more than I make.
Because that was very specific to say that.
It was.
It's like I would look at annual compensation and say, hey, annually, I make, you know, $2,000 more than her a year.
Right.
That would make sense. But to say every 2 weeks, I make $100. But that doesn't mean every quarter she doesn't get a bonus.
Yeah.
That could be all the shit that you made in that first quarter.
Exactly. That's a hell of a point. You know, so next week, it's going to be part two of the reunion. We get to see the Zach and Michaela blow up. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. You know, that's going to be most of it. Then they get the experts and all this other stuff. Excited to see it, at least, just to see what comes out of Zach and Michaela, because And I'm really excited to see what people have to say about it, because again, you and I both think Zach is a manipulator. He's manipulated the situation. You and I see this clearly. And we just talked about this being in the situation. We see this clearly. This man, he doesn't like her, but he likes the sex with her. Plain and simple.
Plain and simple. And we've all been there, right? But if that's the case, when I think back to my early 20s, it was better to tell a girl that, hey, look, we're not going to be together, but sex with you is amazing, mm-hmm. and let's just do this. And at least they knew where they stood.
Yeah.
Great. But to be with a woman back in our 20s in college, to be like, you're amazing, I love you, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, but not right now because I'm still in my 20s. But if we're still single at 35, then let's get married, right? Because remember, you make the pact, right? There's people who you made the pact with. If we're both single at 35, let's get married, right? Yeah. So, no, I think what Zach is just crazy. This whole show is crazy. I don't understand how you like this. And I don't understand, because your excitement of this is, I've sat through a few hours of season 13. But that tells me you've sat through seasons 1 through 12 with excitement. Like, remember as a kid when all of a sudden it's like the Walt Disney thing comes on, you know, about to watch a Walt Disney movie and it's exciting? I feel like that's who you are with the Married at First Sight deal. Nope, and I'm just like, how? Because this show is such trash.
And let me be honest, I'm not the only one that saw the glimmer in your eye every time we got on here to talk about this show. I just want to point that out. And
that's the whiskey. That's not glimmer. That's
the whiskey, like, the reflection of the ring light.
Yeah. How Beyonce said, I've been drinking. So that's the only way I can get through this. I can't do this show sober.
Well, we get to do it at least one more week, and then I think we get the Where Are They Now after that. So, you know what? It's been an amazing run so far, man. I'm glad you came along for the journey. I'm glad you made that pact to do season 14, and we'll be back at it again in January. Don't forget, we do our regular episodes Monday. Audio drops on Monday. Tuesday, video drops on YouTube. And of course, next week, we're right back here for Married at First Sight reunion, season 13 reunion, part deux.
Anyway, that's Thanksgiving Eve. I got to sit through this shit for Thanksgiving Eve. I guess that's a yes. Well, because, I mean, that's what everybody wants to do on the day before Thanksgiving, is to sit around the TV and watch Married at First Sight reunions.
Yes, it makes the family drama night. That much easier to deal with.
God, I hate this show.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. I'm Yanni Rude.
I'm Just Terrell.
Remember to follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts and some of your bullshit. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.